been a significant amount of discussion that we've been having all over, and I think obviously there's another storm coming, and it's coming on November 3rd. We all know, and if there's a chance that if there's ever an election that I can't wait to hurry up and get over, it's this one.
Why? Everybody loves this time of year. I mean, there's so much good ads on TV and radio. There's so much friendliness on social media. Everybody's happy and. Yeah, he's not wrong about this.
On November 4th, no matter what happens, the sun's going to rise, and the team in front of you is going to be focused on picking up your garbage, taking care of your streets, monitoring for crime, and taking care in case there's a fire. We'll be preparing parks, and a variety of other things will happen on November 4th, regardless of who wins.
You know, that's a great reminder, and we will still all be each other's neighbors. We will still... Look, if Biden wins, it's not the end of the world, nor is it the salvation of the world. If Trump wins, it is not the end of the world, nor is it the salvation of the world. I don't mean to, you know, like get religious on you for a minute, but neither one of these guys is Jesus, and Jesus is the guy on the throne, okay? So, you know, just keep it all in perspective a little bit. Just remember, it's our system of government, by the way. One of the reasons I appreciate Amy Coney Barrett is that she keeps reminding people of how the Constitution works, you know, kind of gently, not too loudly, but just lovingly, gently remind. Our system of government is designed to keep the president from being able to ruin the country or the Senate or the House or anybody. The whole idea of our system of government is you don't want too much power in any one person or any one group of people's hands, right? And so you design this system that is super frustrating. And I know this is basic civics, but it's important for people to understand this. People complain, well, our government can't get anything done. Good. Good. It's working exactly as designed. Fast government. You know, there's a really fast form of government. Totalitarianism. Communism. Fascism. Super fast. Super efficient. One guy or a small group of people like the Politburo decide what to do, and they do it. That's what you don't want, because the benevolent dictator model of political philosophy is it's wonderful as long as you have a benevolent dictator. But you cannot count on there being a benevolent dictator, because power corrupts, and as Lord Acton said, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And the kind of people that seek to have that sort of power generally are not the people who ought to have it in the first place. So what you do is you create a system of government based on the premise that people are sinful, horrible, evil, and tend to become worse the more power they have. And you build a system of government around that theology. That's, by the way, the basis of our system of government. Around that theology that people are a mess. And then you take power away from them. And you slow down their ability to do almost anything. So the president can't get anything done. Good. The Senate can't get anything done. Good. The less they do, the better for us. Now, when something essential comes along, they're able to act. Why? Because they can find agreement. But if they can't, look, we have a politically divided country, obvious. Okay? So the fact that we have a politically divided government means it's representative. Well, Andrew, they can't do anything. Good. That's the point. You know, it is supposed to be infuriating and maddening. Now, the problem sometimes is that it's so slow and inefficient that people lose track of how it happens, and then things take place that they've lost interest over time. Like following budgets. God, it's so important. Nobody cares. But you should, but it's hard to follow, right? I understand. So anyway, this notion that, you know, we've got ourselves invested so much like a cult of personality in political elections, like, oh, it's going to be great. Oh, it's going to be no, it's not. Neither way. Could it be better or worse? Of course. Does it matter? Of course. But the more you've defined your happiness around anybody's winning or losing, or any political power parties having power or not, I mean, it's supposed to be America. It's not supposed to matter that much who has control. Of course, I understand that itself is a matter of political disagreement, right? In some ways, one side, and I mean, both sides have some of this, okay? But in some ways, each side wants to restrict freedom, and the other side wants to have more freedom. Some freedoms are bad. Some freedoms are universal here. I mean, you know, if you just the champion of freedom is the anarchist, right? But that's not prosperity either. And that's not real freedom either. So anyway, I don't know. It's just something the mayor was saying this yesterday, and it got me to thinking about how, you know, it is so important for us to just remember that. Put it in perspective. Don't let social media teach you, or quite frankly, news media, which we are sometimes a part of this problem, I understand. But don't let anybody kind of try to make you think that that's the important stuff in the world. You know what's important in the world? Hugging your kids, kissing your spouse, going to your job, being honest, praying, saving for the future. You know, those are the things that matter. Do that stuff. Pay attention. That's the big stuff. The other stuff about this election, it matters, okay? But one way or the other, life will go on. The sun will rise in the east and set in the west. And, you know, barring an asteroid, we're going to be okay.